Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Some of you have no doubt noticed some large patches of yellow flowering plants around the margins of some cattail sloughs and similar wet habitats this summer. That's swamp ragwort, also known as marsh ragwort, northern swamp groundsel, marsh fleabane, or, get this, mastodon flower. It's a member of the Acer family and is known to botanists as Senecio congestus, and more recently to Phrocerus palustris. Swamp ragwort's an annual or biennial with weak and hollow stems. It grows to between 1 and 3 feet tall and produces several branches of congested yellow flower heads. The leaves are alternate, rough and hairy, with the lower leaves often narrow with toothed margins. Those on the flowering stems are generally wider in entire margins. Swamp ragwort's native range is in the colder regions of North America and Eurasia. Here in North America, its range is over most of Canada and Alaska, plus the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Here in North Dakota, it may be found north and east of the Missouri River, where it occupies shorelines, shallow wetlands, the margins of wetlands, mudflats, and similar habitats. It seems to be quite episodic, perhaps more frequently observed when water levels are slowly dropping and exposing new wet substrates. Some of you might be surprised to learn that this species is a polyploid. As the name implies, polyploids have several sets of chromosomes. In this species, it may be 3 or 4 sets. We generally think a species has 2 sets of chromosomes, one inherited from each parent, but polyploidy is actually quite common in plants. It might be a bit late to collect the plant for your culinary exploits, but the young leaves and flowering stems of swamp ragwort are reportedly edible. They can be eaten raw, such as in a salad, or cooked and eaten as a pot herb. Some people have even made a sauerkraut from the plant. I put a couple pictures of swamp ragwort along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.